Dear brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that we, as children of God, will receive two kinds of voices within our spirits, what is from the Holy Spirit and what isn't. The voice that comes from the Holy Spirit matches God's promises, strengthens our reliance on God, and brings us to meet God, guiding us to do the Lord's will in our lives. However, the voice that comes from the forces of darkness pulls us away from God, rendering us the inability to trust, doubts grow, and we start to get accused or accuse others. At the end, we will only act according to our own desires and flesh. As we are finishing the last lap of 2021, let us think back on whether the voices we have heeded have led us to a blessed leaving this year. Is this Holy Spirit-driven voice in us, such that we can love and have mercy to those around us? Or are we filled with more complaints and judgments? Now, we are always receiving some form of voice within us. Therefore, we have to be vigilant and discerning enough to make blessed choices. What should build us up in faith, we take in. What is not from the Lord, let us learn how to battle against it. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 to 17 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." The truth is, the scriptures does not just give us strength through mere words. It is the essence of the words that brings out God's heart. And as the verse above says, God's heart is to call us to become complete in peace and hope upon Him. Also, the Lord promises Emmanuel to us. He does not forsake us even at our lowest. He's not looking at our faults, but first at our relationship with God our Father. However, Satan works on moments when we are weak or make mistakes, making us forget this unbreakable promise, belittling the credibility of God's word, and making us feel unworthy even of His love. Therefore, we need to set apart the voices here, one that allows us to draw near to the Lord and the other one that makes us fear coming before Him. Only when we go back to the foundation of our relationship with God can we have a sound thinking and judgment. Then only can we restore the right voice in our spirits. Romans 5 verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." In other words, God's word sums up His love and grace. It emphasizes His love that is built upon the salvation of Christ. In man's fallenness, only God's love and grace can bring people into hope and the strength to be carried through. We live in sins and we are wrestling with our flesh every single day. There may be even times where we feel defeated from repeated accusations. But only when we come back to see Jesus' love and mercy that is bigger and above our sins, that He has overcome the bondages of our sins, that we can be broken before God, yet repent and develop a heart that is led by hope in His love and grace. However, not just love and grace, there is also warning in God's voice. At times, when we have already set one foot into a pit of sins, or when we are tempted, there will still be the gentle whisper of the Holy Spirit that alerts us. Maybe through a sermon that we receive some realization and unrest in our hearts, or a sense of rebuke in our conscience coming in. This is not an accusation, but a warning, a form of God's protection for us. Just as if I see my son almost walking into a hole, I would shout loudly at the top of my lungs to alert him. Even if it means giving him a shock, I need to do it to save him from his fall and possible injuries. So yes, the Word of God really works in all ways for the good of His children's spirit in this fallen world and our nature. Now, we must confirm again that the source of all wrong voices within us are influenced by Satan, especially when we are not guarded in times of problems, worry, and inabilities he strikes. So if we are often focusing on the superficial issues or flowing along with the culture, we will not be able to round up the influence and traps of these forces of darkness. We'll be easily attacked in our faith living. So how do we practically hear the right voice right now? Firstly, we have to be much aware of areas we are weak and easily bounded at. Everyone has areas we are wired to be more tempted in, and that is the channel Satan will strike us the hardest and more often at, such that we will be disheartened. So in these areas, we have to submit to Jesus as our Lord, not our might, not leaning on solutions outside of Him. When we give sovereignty to God, we will learn to put down our walls and be more open and sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading. Then we can time and again seek and immerse in the help of God's guidance instead of our own. Next, we need to look into our relationships with others. Are there certain broken bridges or tensions, old hurts or unspoken issues? The truth is, the more we try to change another person, the more miserable we may get. This is because God is the only one who can transform a person's heart. So this year, as we look at some of the relationship problems we had or still have, let us pray and seek to change our own thinking, perspective, and the way we judge a person first. Are there areas that we should put down some expectations, putting on our love from Christ to have mercy on others? Or if it is a problem within us, are we using our past failures to set certain standards on how we demand from another? Are our words and actions coming from a place of loving and submitting to God first? When we follow the Lord's convictions in our relationships, amazingly, the Holy Spirit will work on people's hearts in His time. Finally, in our prayers, we have to seek God's voice. Ephesians 6 verse 18 says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." We have to seek the Lord in all we do. When we are upright and truthful, bearing our all before Him, we will be able to detect areas that require battling in our spirits. The discomfort of knowing some areas we have fallen into temptations for or need to meet God at. This battle should become our prayers to return to God's word as our foundation, so that we can follow the right voice and do the right thing in accordance to the Lord's will. Brothers and sisters, year 2021 has been a year of many voices of fear, doubt, fatigue, and cycles of ups and downs. Especially with the wave of pandemic, endemic, and new strains, our lives, work, church living have all been through phases. But may we enter the new year with a more vigilant and discerning heart to the voice in our spirits, so that we will be led and unmoved by the ever-changing matters of the world. God bless.